Welcome to Epilepsy Unplugged, a new podcast from the Epilepsy Foundation of Texas.
This is the space to have real conversations about what it's like to live with epilepsy, learn from experts, and celebrate the heroes in our community. My name is Taylor Goldenthal.
And I'm Melanie Leonard.
And I'm Rebecca Moreau. Let's get started.
Yeah. Welcome back to Epilepsy Unplugged. Today, we have the honor of interviewing our DFW Purple Hero, Nir Patel. Nir is a true cornerstone in our community and our longest standing camp volunteer, having dedicated over two decades of his life to our camps. It's a bit of a reunion for us. Not only have Nir and I volunteered together, but I was also a camper myself when Nir was a counselor. Camp is where Nir even met his wife, Megan, who's a pediatric neurologist. He also serves on the Dallas Board of Directors, and we are so excited to have you here, Nir. Welcome.
Hello.
I feel like we should have applause in the background.
I mean, full circle moment for me. It's such an honor to have you here, because who would have imagined over, I don't want to age myself, but when I was first a camper, when I was 15 years old, you were right there as a counselor, and look at us now, all of this time later.
Like we've grown up.
Yeah. Well, mostly grown up.
Mostly, yes. I would say yes. Yeah, there's a week out of the year that I definitely, I don't know, regress in age.
We all still go to camp, so.
Yeah.
You got to have young at heart to still have the same passion for camp. Yeah. Okay, well, Nir, you have been a camp volunteer for over 20 years. And so for those that don't know, can you describe what camp's like and why you have decided to have camp as such a big part of your life?
Well, it is truly the happy place for everyone, not just the campers. It's for the counselors, the parents, the everyone involved. I think it's that happy place. We all get to be a kid in some way, even though a few of us have a few more responsibilities, you know, during that week, but it's that joy is still there and it's contagious. And when I started, when I was in high school, I just had fun. Right. And to be clear, when I started, I did it for me. I honestly, like, I was doing it for myself. It was for hours, you know, I liked going, it was fun. It was a different group of friends and, you know, people that I get to work with and create, friendships with. And so I went initially just for me, right? Just for me. And it was one of those things like, all right, you know, I still am having fun while I'm doing this, but it's like, hey, I got to do this. Right. That changed over the years, when I was in a cabin with a few campers that had a few extra needs and it required, more of my attention. And, that's when it switched from being, you know, like why I was going, it wasn't just about me. It was now about them, and the kids and the impact that we all collectively brought, when we put the camp together. And that's what was important.
Yeah. I know for me, I remember back in those days, like for me going to camp for the first time, it's scary at first, right? Because you're leaving home and doing all these different things. But on the other side of it, it's like, wait, I get a little bit of independence. Mm-hmm. I have seizures and epilepsy and it's scary for your parents to let you leave, but then going to epilepsy camp, it's like, well, everyone here has epilepsy. So it's no longer the thing that makes you different. So I know for me being able to go and have that experience, it was very empowering. Like that was the first time I ever saw someone have a seizure. So then I understood kind of what that meant for everyone else around me. But it was also then getting to see those same kids have seizures and then get back up and go back to finish playing kickball or going to take a nap. And then now you see them at the nighttime activity on the dance floor, cutting it up, doing some energizers, like nothing happened. And so my mom will even tell you when I got back from camp, I went to a teen weekend for the first time, but then went to Kaleidoscope that summer. My mom will tell you, I got back and she was like, oh, no, I don't have to sit here and lay around and do this. Why? Because everyone else I saw that had seizures got up and did stuff. And mm-hmm. yeah, maybe they took a nap, but I can do this. And it just, like, for me, fed into that hyper independence. I got this. I want to go out and do things. And so camp was such an empowering place for me. Mm-hmm. On top of it just being plain fun. Like, you just,
yeah.
like, yeah. I mean, it's just fun. Like, you're out in a cabin, swimming in the lake, or I can remember Kaleidoscope where we did it back then. Like, it's out in the hills, and it's just
back
fun.
In the hills, yeah. Just different hills.
Yeah, just different hills, yeah. But it was a lot of fun. Like, you feel like you got some independence from home, and you're making new friends, and it's just such a magical place.
Get ready for a night of fun and fundraising. Join Epilepsy Foundation of Texas for our annual event, The World is Your Oyster, on October 18th at the Downtown Houston Aquarium. This is a great time to enjoy a night out while supporting the epilepsy community. Find out more at the Epilepsy Foundation of Texas website, EFTX.org.
Other kids, don't get to go swimming, right? And we create that safe space for them.
Yep.
Around animals, like livestock, like ride horses. That's what's amazing about camp. We get to do that. We had to create the safe space for them, and it's awesome.
So you're just creating, obviously it's summer camp, so I've never been, and I look forward to being able to go and recording an episode there in the future, but it's summer camp, but not only that, you leave with such a sense of empowerment as well when you go back home. And you may not be surrounded by that same village, but the empowerment that you feel and the abilities that you have forward just last.
Yeah. No, it's true, not just for the campers. It is crazy, like, how, for me, I don't have epilepsy. I know hundreds of folks now with epilepsy, and but unrelated to epilepsy, just what it did for me, how I, my day-to-day life, how I, my work life, how it impacted it, how I changed my approach on things, it all around, it changes you in a positive way. It's awesome.
Kind of your view on life gets a little mm-hmm. skewed in a different way because of the experience. Seeing how all of these people come together with their different needs or abilities, if you will, they all figure out a way to do it. Like, going to do archery and seeing the different ways people are doing the archery, accomplishing the same goal, it really does sort of open your mind up to, like, you know what, maybe this isn't always the best way to do it. Maybe there is another way. Maybe I should be considering something else. Mm. Yeah.
So, Nir, you're a familiar face at camp and obviously loved by so many. I mean, hundreds of people that you've met over the years, being a kind of a staple at camp. Mm-hmm. So can you kind of share how that personal connection has shaped your commitment to the overall cause with Epilepsy Foundation Texas?
Yeah. The community that, I'm part of now, it's actually not just limited to camp, because it's, I would say, the broader epilepsy community, having branched out away from camp and being on the board and being involved with the fundraisers and different activities. I've facilitated support groups, kind of all different parts of the foundation I got to be a part of. And that community has been awesome to be part of. Just connections, meeting people, all having a shared interest in this one thing, but also having a diverse, group of folks that bring different experiences, And so it's great to just have that opportunity to be a part of that group. Why I keep coming back, not just to camp, but specifically camp, one thing I would also say is, I've brought a community to camp over the years, meaning I brought my family, my friends. I have had so many people who've seen me being involved with the camps, and see the pictures I post online, and just how I talk about it, want to get involved because of it. And, you know, I've had like my brother, my parents have helped out with the foundation, how I met my wife now, you know, my kids have now been to camp. Even my dog has been to camp.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, I think I've built the community, or we like the community has formed, and we've evolved. The community has evolved over my time I've been involved.
Yeah, it's almost like it's just become, like, for me, very similar to kind of like how you describe it, Nir. I feel the Epilepsy Foundation Texas has just kind of been interwoven into my life over the years. Like, were they absolutely there when I got my diagnosis and needed help finding doctors and sorting through medicines? Absolutely. Super important. But the community side of it, it was the friends I made, the people I got to interact with, the support that I received from them and able to give to them. It was campers that became friends that were there for me when I was sick and in the hospital. I had status epilepticus when I was 16. And it was a camper's family that came to be there for my mom through that. So it's the community, like you talked about. Mm-hmm. Like you said, you found your wife here. Your friends and family mm-hmm. have all been involved. It's kind of the same for me. They've kind of been an integral part of my life over the years. And so it is really nice now, kind of full circle moment. We're both on the board of directors, kind of giving back in other ways to help. I hope, for me, it's really hoping that what the foundation did for me, I'm able to do to at least one person, whether that's helping to get them into camp, helping them help support the clinic so that they can get treatment, the support groups that are there, getting more involved there, just all of those types of things that really helped me. Now I get to be able to give it back, but it's an integral part of my life. This is something I look forward to. It's something I'm proud to say that I'm on the board of directors here. And it's kind of just become a part of my life. And I'm really excited about that.
Nir, I feel like you've welcomed so many people to camp. You welcomed me to camp so many years ago, and made me feel like a part of camp right away. And, you know, and now throughout the years, like, we've become really good friends. You met me when I was pregnant with Xander, and now Xander calls you Mr. Nir, and you have your inside jokes with him. And so, you know, you've just seen so many changes throughout the year. Can you give the audience like one story that really talks about the impact of camp on our campers and volunteers?
Looking for an elegant evening for a great cause? Join us for the Purple Nights Gala on November 1st at the Lakewood Country Club in Dallas. This event raises crucial funds for epilepsy programs and services. Get your tickets at the Epilepsy Foundation Texas website, EFTX.org.
Oh, man. So one story is going to be hard. I
got so many.
I could tell you about, like, we had a camper named Eddie who loved the inflatables, and, you know, would jump on this trampoline. And Eddie had cerebral palsy, and his mobility was impacted because of it. And he would get on this trampoline and would be screaming out of joy and excitement and yelling, "I'm flying." And that was like awesome. I have another camper, Whitney at Kaleidoscope, who is blind and had epilepsy. And there was a zip line, a tower that we had to walk up. And we, you know, at the beginning, she wasn't interested in it. She didn't know what it was. And we told her we had to walk up a bunch of steps, you know, and up to this tower. But man, I wish I had recorded her coming down. She was not even holding on to the ropes and was flying through the woods and screaming of joy. And like, it was just, oh my gosh, it was so incredible. There's times for counselors when I have so many moments where I just loved, you know, like loved what we were doing at the time. At Spike and Wave a few years ago, we did this little, oh man, it was like this zombie apocalypse thing.
Yes.
Rebecca, you may remember this.
Yes.
I was voluntold to dress up as a zombie and to go around with one of the camp staff members to the different groups. And I guess the makeup artist that did the makeup on me made it very convincing that I was a zombie. And some kids really freaked out. One of them hit me with a metal pole. But it happens.
Yeah, no, that happened.
I get it. I scared her. But,
yeah,
you know, the stories, the camper has apologized several times. I still see her at camp. I think she was, I didn't see her this summer. We saw her last summer. And we still talk about it. Those are the stories. Those are moments that happen at camp that, you know, that everyone remembers. Campers, counselors, staff members, they all remember, you know, and it's those moments and experiences. It's awesome.
I've often said that camp is like, I call up my friends, I call Nir, and I call Rana, who happens to be a pediatric neurologist, and say, you know what, we should go and do camp this summer. And then all your friends and family show up and you do camp. Like it really does feel like, you know, your family is here at camp for this week. Yeah. And you have the best time.
Yeah, you're there for a week with all your friends that you don't get to see all of the time, but that week is like the best week ever. You look forward to it. I remember looking forward to it every year. Like as soon as you leave, you get everyone's phone numbers and addresses, and then eventually like email and stuff like that. Social media did not exist back then. But you know, and we would write letters or call each other and do things. And I can remember there was a girl named Whitney. Me and her became great friends. And then we met that one year. The next year we would like write and talk. We like coordinated outfits for the dance. So that was like a year in the making of meeting, deciding that we're going to be cute for this dance, and like color coordinating outfits just for us to be able to match a year later. Like it was, but again, I looked forward to it. It was a great experience. Again, that community, that bonding, that I'm not alone in this is kind of one of the other really beautiful things about camp. It's all of the other things that happen during that week, but also in the 51 weeks in between. It's just a great experience. Yeah.
It's really cool. All of y'all's stories just highlight how special that place really is. And I'm really excited to get to experience camp this year as well. So obviously, Nir, with all of your dedication and the fact that you've created such a wonderful environment with your own personal kind of sphere, so to speak, and merging your families at camp, it's no surprise that you've been named the 2025 DFW Purple Hero. Congratulations. What does that mean to you and to your continued kind of involvement in this wonderful community?
For sure. I'm honored. I was, when Rebecca shared the news, was at camp, actually.
That's very fitting.
I was honored, and I am still honored. You know, like it, you know, when awards like this are given to folks, I feel like it's because they did something significant. And I feel that I'm still working on my something, you know, at times. And because I have more to give, right? You know, it's like giving a midlife achievement award, because I still have another lifetime to give, right? Like I still have half a lifetime to give. And so I'm honored, you know, but it's not because of something I significantly did. It's like the collective. I just may be part of it for a long time. But you know, it's hard. The award. Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's an amazing opportunity. I just love it.
I can't think of anyone that deserves it more.
Yeah. Same. It's an easy award to give. I mean, you set the standard. So we're just so proud to have you at the foundation.
Like I said, sorry, Rebecca, but I would personally like to say, as one of the hundreds of thousands of campers that have been personally affected by all of your contributions, I personally would just like to say thank you. And I know it may not seem like a lot, but as someone on the receiving end that has kind of like had it many, many moons ago and the effects it still has on my life today, is astronomical. And I feel like I say this to Rebecca all the time, I would not be the woman I am today if it wasn't for the Epilepsy Foundation and especially the camps. Just what it did for me, to be able to know that epilepsy doesn't define me, I can still do anything, and then your contribution to that, because camp does not happen without the counselors and volunteers and all of the people that put all of the work into it. And Nier's putting it lightly, he does a lot of things with camp. I've seen Nier like doing things like to help recruit counselors, over the years. So I would just like to say, as one person out of thousands, truly, 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 thank you so much.
Thank you. You know, something else, you know, I also get everything in return, right? For me, right? Like it's so that's like another part that I say, you know, just like it, what you took out of what you said, it's also it's something I get out of it. And that's also something harder to make it seem like, yeah, hey, this is not significant. So I get just as much out of it as others do. So, yeah.
Well, we would be remiss if we didn't try to convince some people to come to camp with us, right? Like, camp is going to be coming up in summer of 2026, and we want to see some more campers and some more counselors out there. So, Melanie, tell me, or not me, don't tell me. Maybe there's a parent out there that is sitting on the fence, worried about sending their kiddo to camp. Can you tell them why they should go to camp this summer, why they should send their kiddo to camp?
I will tell you a few things. One, there's a doctor, several nurses, there's staff, like there's medical staff there. So that fear of what if a seizure happens, they're probably in one of the safest places for that.
Can I give a shout out to our medical teams at please. Spike and Wave? We have Texas Children's Hospital out at Camp Spike and Wave, and out at Camp Kaleidoscope, we have Children's Health from Dallas. So in very safe hands.
Yes. And then outside, so like that, I think is the biggest concern. Second, I think you'd be amazed at what your child can do. And I think this is a brilliant opportunity for you to allow your child to go out and learn about themselves, get to interact with other people, to truly know what it feels like that their epilepsy is kind of the norm. Just that experience alone as a child or as a teen is just super impactful. And then to be able to see yourself and others, like we talk about representation matters so much. I will tell you that for me and a lot of the people that I knew from camp that I've stayed connected through the years, it's always nice to have someone that you can go to talk about it with. And I think just camp is a good place to find those connections and friendships. And lastly, I would just tell you, your child is going to have so much fun. It's camp. It's in the facilities that we go to are always going to be designed that they're all inclusive. So no matter what.
Camp for All and Morgan's Camp. So look them up. They're great.
And I worked at Camp for All for a summer. Like I took off a week to work Spike and Wave and then worked at Camp for All. So as someone that's actually worked at one of those facilities, they're all designed. It doesn't, whatever ability your child has, they will be able to do and have the accommodation for it. Even kickball. Okay, like your child, it doesn't matter what the ability is. They can play kickball. They can go inside of the treehouse. There is everything that you think they can do at camp. And it's just an amazing experience. And I truly want you to know that your child will, one, be in the best hands. And two, will probably come back a different child for the better. Because like I said, for me, it was about that independence. And my mom, and if I'm honest with you too, my mom, it was nice for her to have the break. She
that now. There's a respite.
It is a little bit of a rest to know that you can send your child off for a full week. There's going to be adult supervision. There's medical staff, all of the things. They have all of the things, and you truly do not have to worry about them for a week. So as a caregiver, I also highly recommend to let your child go for a week to give yourself a break. Because honestly, I tell this all the time, you cannot pour from an empty cup. And so allow your child to go away for a week and let them get some independence and allow you to kind of refill your cup knowing that they're safe and sound. So like I said, I can't think of a reason not to let them go. You should definitely let them go.
Then also just the community that you gain as well. So like if you or your child, children are feeling maybe isolated or a little bit alone as you go through this journey, I mean, talk about immediate access to a community that knows you and right where you're at.
Right. And your child is probably going to come back with friends that they have fun. Well, now they will already be connected on, like, I want to say Facebook, but I feel that's like also aging me. So it'll probably be like TikTok or Snapchat. Your kids are already probably connected by the time they come back. And I will tell you, it from what I saw in my own mother, she also kind of gained some community as well by me making friends. And then of course now we come back from camp. Oh, you live in Houston too? Oh, it's only like a 34-minute drive. Mom, can you go take me to see my friend? Just throughout that, my mom also gained kind of a community as well, of other parents that truly understood. So like they would talk, like if there was a school issue or a medical issue, something like that, they had community as well. So it's not just your, it's the child being affected, but it's also creating a larger village for you as the caregiver for your child, I feel.
November is National Epilepsy Awareness Month, a time to shine light on the more than 3.4 million Americans living with this condition. Throughout the month, Epilepsy Unplugged is dedicated to sharing personal stories and new insights to build understanding and reduce stigma. Help us raise awareness. Learn more and share your story at the Epilepsy Foundation Texas website, EFTX.org.
And Nir, what about those maybe parents that have kids in high school or college that are listening? How do we get more counselors to come to camp? What is it that makes camp so special that you should come to camp and volunteer?
Aside from the all the things I've already said, I think that the big takeaway would be the return gained, right? Really, it's an exponential return gain, right? What you put in, you're going to get back in an exponential way. The joys of and experiences, the memories, you know, all of those things are will come from coming to camp. But you know, like if you're in high school and you're looking at what you want to do career wise, it's a great opportunity to explore other things, like branch out a little bit. There's so many correlations to like careers that you could then develop out of by experiencing all the little things at camp. I could convince anyone in all sorts of different ways, but I guess ultimately, you know, the outcomes as a volunteer, what you're going to gain, the outcomes that you will produce with the kids, you know, like what they'll gain, is so amazing that, you know, you should just come and help out. Come for a day, come for a week, you know, all of it helps.
Yeah. And then I know too, as someone that also did it when I was in, I was a counselor while I was in high school, you do get volunteer hours for it. I know for me, when I was in high school, I had to have so many volunteer hours to graduate. And the 1 week volunteering with the foundation more than exceeded the total number of volunteer hours I needed. So just a small little plug there too, mm-hmm. Instead of volunteering 4 hours a week, every week for 2 years, you could just do 1 week at camp and get all of your volunteer hours done. So parents, think about that too.
It looks great for
your kids to volunteer.
It'll look great for college applications. Yep. I mean, great on a resume as well. Organizations love to see that. So, and obviously it's for a great cause and it will fill your cup as well, as volunteering your time can also fill your cup also for a wonderful cause. So Rebecca, it's clear that camp is a life-changing experience, both for those that get to attend as campers, as well as those that get to volunteer. So if you're looking to explore more, figure out what those next steps might be, or gather additional information, where would one go?
So you can always go to the Epilepsy Foundation Texas website, so EFTX.org. You can email our camp office, camp@EFTX.org. We have three camps coming up. So the family camp. So if you're not sure about sending your kid by themselves to camp in March, you can sign up for family camp. Really great opportunity. And then 8 to 14 year olds go to Camp Spike and Wave, and that's near Brenham at Camp for All. And our teenage camp, Camp Kaleidoscope, is at Morgan's Camp in San Antonio. And the teen camp, they really look forward to it because it really is about hanging out with your friends. And I would say Spike and Wave, you know, it has that high energy with all the young kids. And then teen camp is really about, hey, we're hanging out on the porch and chit-chatting. And so all the camps have their own personalities, but definitely reach out to us, camp@EFTX.org. Or go to our website, and I think there are some interest forms there. Oh, do I outro? Sorry. Do I wrap it up? I forget.
I think so.
We didn't talk about who was going to wrap up.
We didn't discuss. Yeah. Okay, so
cut this out, Taylor.
Yeah, no, we'll take good. A beat. And then we can
I'm outroing. I'm wrapping up. Okay. So, Nir, thank you so much for coming on today. It was so fun to talk to you. I really just admire all the work that you've put into our camping program. I'm going to age myself right now. It's sort of like Cheers. And when Nir shows up to camp, it's like, Nir, Norm, Nir. Yeah. So we just love having you out there, and all the campers and counselors love you. So just thanks so much for coming and speaking about camp.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right.
And so Nir, one last thing before I let you go. Do you have your purple suit ready for the gala, the Dallas gala on November 1st?
So I don't have just one. I've got options. I got multiple. I have multiple new ones.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So we're at, okay. So now I'm looking forward to the pictures because I won't be able to go to the Dallas gala, but I'm looking forward to seeing the new purple suit. I'm very much excited.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
That's a wrap on another episode of Epilepsy Unplugged. We want to thank our guests for sharing their story and experience.
And we want to thank you for listening. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe and leave a review on your favorite podcast app, as it really helps us grow this community.
You can also connect with us and Epilepsy Foundation Texas by visiting EFTX.org. Until next time, stay strong and stay informed.